The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 8 through 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 2nd, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Translation: Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, and self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, non-attachment to children, wife, home, and the rest, and even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, resorting to solitary places, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I thus declare to be knowledge, and what is contrary to these is ignorance.
So, we have discussed about the body, Ketra. The question of Arjuna was Ketra, Ketrajna, Jnanam, and Gyan. Now, Ketra, we have discussed yesterday, Ketra, this body, is combination of the five great elements, false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the ten senses, the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate desire, symptom, and convictions, all these are considered in summary to be the field of activity. Yesterday at the start. So we should not mistake this, that we accept the field of activities identified with myself. That is the reason. Suppose you have got a piece of land as agriculture, and you produce your food grain in large quantity or small quantity, doesn't matter. Similarly, this body we are utilizing. We can practically see everyone is working with this body in Bombay city. A very poor man is also in Bombay city, and a very rich man is also there. Both of them have the same facilities to work, but we find that one man is working very hard, day and night, hardly he is getting his morsel of food. Another man, simply by going, sitting in the office, earning thousands and thousands. Why? Because the difference of the field of activity. The body is different. Because one has got a certain type of body, his destination is already there. Karmana daivana trena. Deho, jantar deho upavatti. We can study this thing. That somebody is living in a poor slum, another man is living in a very palatial building. So, simply by endeavoring that I shall live in a palatial building and I shall not live in this poor slum house, it is not possible, because the destiny is there. Therefore, the body is made according to our past karma, and that is called destiny. Your happiness and distress according to the body is already settled up. It is not possible by natural way to improve or disimprove it. This already settled. Therefore, Shastra says, Tasyaiva heta prajateta kumda nalabhati tad bhamatam uparajat tallabhati dukkha badannata sukham kalena sarvatra gavhiradam. The human life should be utilized for understanding the absolute truth. The next paragraph that describes how one can understand the absolute truth. Amaritam adamritam vanshatantiyajam. So, our life should be utilized for understanding the absolute truth, not for economic development. Economic development, what is already destined, you cannot improve less or more. It is already settled. There are so many examples. Just like a pig has got a body, he likes to eat stool. If you give him halwa, then don't eat pig stool. Take this nice halwa. He's not interested. Because he has got a particular type of body. That is aggregate, that is only this one. Mahabhutani ahankara buddhi rabbhaktaka icchadesha sukham dukha. Icchadesha. The icchadesha according to the body. He has got the desire to eat this food. That is his icchha. And he has got the desha for the halwa. While a gentleman, advanced gentleman, he has got the icchha for halwa, not for this food. Therefore, our duty should be that without trying, that was Indian civilization. Everyone was happy in his position. As a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, the culture was so nice that nobody was unhappy. Even if he is a Shudra, or even if he is a Vaishya, or a Brahman, or Kshatriya, it is not that because the Kshatriyas, the royal family, they were happy and the Brahmanas were not happy. Or the Shudras were not happy. No. Everyone was happy. Because still in India, you go to the village, they are happy with their destination. This is the Indian culture. Now we are injecting this consciousness. Otherwise everyone was happy in his position. God has given this position. So, this is all right, let me do my work. That is satisfaction, everyone is satisfied. Still it is going on. Although great propaganda is going on to kill the baby culture, still some 1971, we attended the Maag Mela, 1971 or which year? Allah was Magdala?
71.
Yes. So people were coming there, thousands and thousands to take a bath in the Ganges. And they were happy. there, in Calcutta, there was a Indo-American society. I was invited to speak there. So they gave me the subject matter, East and West. So, so far we are concerned, we have no such distinction, East and West. We know that everyone is human being, and every living entity, not only the human being, even the gods, beasts, animals, jeev, everyone, a living entity, is part and parcel of God, Krishna, Mamayimam Sujiva Bhuta. So everyone is in ignorance. That is our concern. Our propaganda is not for the East and the West, but our fight is with the ignorance of the people. Because at the present moment, people are kept in ignorance, in foolishness, that he is this body, bodily identity. But still, there is difference between East and West. In the West, I have talked with big professors, learned scholars. They have no idea of next life. I talked with Professor Prokofsky in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, after annihilation of this body, everything is finished. They have no idea that there is soul. And in India, even the poorest man, he knows that there is next life. I existed in the past and I will exist in the future. This very conclusion is known even to the poorest man in little. That is, of course, the difference between East and West. So anyway, our position is that we should not identify this body as self. Krishna says here that Udhyāko-jñāno-nityatvam tattva-jñānārtha-darśanam etat jñānam iti prūttam abhyānam yat ata anyathā. Udhyāko-jñāno, to understand oneself as the spirit soul, that jñānam, Udhyāko-jñānam tattva-jñānārtha-darśanam. Philosophy should be utilized, logic and philosophy should be utilized for self-realization, not for simply mental speculation. We find nowadays big philosophers, like volumes of books, simply theorizing without any understanding of the spirit soul. Big philosophers. And Krishna says that if one simply puts philosophical theories for some utopian ideas, now as time is coming, we will be like this, like that. No. Time is there already. You cannot manufacture time like this or like that. It will go off. It is eternal. It is eternal, just like Krishna says in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that although you and me and all the soldiers and kings who are assembled here, it is not that we did not exist in the past. We are existing now and we shall continue to exist in the future. So, this eternity of the soul, we do not know. We are simply identifying ourselves with this body, and we are simply interested for the bodily comforts of life. This is the civilization of Veda. So although we have got this Bhagavad Gita, at least in India, the education should have been on the line of Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of the people of India. Unfortunately, nobody is taking care. Even though there are some propaganda of understanding Bhagavad Gita, they are interpreting in their own way to fulfill their own ambition. This is for them. So, here Krishna says, amanittam, what is it, amanittam? The central point of process of knowledge is mentioned here. Muicha ananna yogena bhakti abhyavichari. One has to be fixed up on this point. there are 18 different distinctions of the process of knowledge, but the central point is moi cha. Moi cha na means that is the main point. Without Krishna, if you simply try to become elevated in knowledge, that will not stand. That will not stand. Therefore, Krishna says, Mayicha ananna yogena. Ananna yogena means without any deviation. Ananna yogena bhakti, abhyacharini, without any deviation. Abhyacharini means without any disturbance. Ananna bhakti. In another place, Krishna says, Okiche sudurachara bhagate maam ananava. Okiche sudurachara bhagate maam ananava. Sadureva samantrapa. Sambhav bhagavatarisa. The center point is Bhagavad Bhakti. Arava bhakta sattu mahatmuna. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, Krishna, Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna, he cannot possess any great qualities, that is not possible. Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna. We have seen practically just that Ravan was a great personality, a great devotee of Lord Shiva also, and materially, his kingdom was very much advanced. It is said that the Lanka was made of gold. Naturally, there were many palaces, and he was a very big Vedic scholar. But one thing, that he was against Rava. And for this disqualification, he is still described as Asura, Rakshasa. So, Rava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatmana. Munorakena satodhagatulu. If one is not devotee of the Lord, he will simply compact on the mental platform. That will not matter. Ravana also wanted to make a staircase to go directly to the heavenly planet. Just like we are, at the present moment, we are trying to go directly to the moon planet by Sputnik. But it has failed. It is not possible. In that way we cannot go. If we want to go to another planet, the process is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva, deva bhuta deva. Pitrin janti pitrin bhuta. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, then that particular deva, Indraloka, Chandraloka, the moon planet, Chandraloka, that is also considered as one of the heavenly planets. So you have to prepare yourself by karmakandya activities. Then you can go there by after this body is finished, you immediately transfer to certain planet where you want to go. Similarly, if you want to go to the planet where Krishna lives, Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Nami Mijadham Nikare Tatasa Devi Mahesa Haridham Surteshu Teshu Tetit Prabhava Nitaya Vintasya Jena Govinda Madhya Purusam Samangaya. There is Parastasmattu Bhavayanya Vaktya Vaktya Sanatana. That is described in Bhagavad Gita. Beyond this material nature, there is another nature. That is called Sanatana. Parastasmattu bhava means svabhava or nature. As you see this material nature, although you are seeing, you cannot go. You are so limited, conditioned. You see so many planets twinkling at night, but there is no possibility of going there. You cannot go to the nearest planet, in the moon planet, by your mechanical arrangement. The modern scientists, the Sputniks, as path, they say, to go to the topmost planet of this universe, it will take 40,000 of years. For 40,000 flying, 40,000 of years, and again come back and see you. Yes, I went to such and such planet. Is it possible? So, we are so poor. It is not possible in that way. So, this is the position of our going to the material planets. And what to speak of the spiritual planets. That is far, far away. You cannot travel within the space of material world. Panthasthu koti satavarsa sampravamma vayu rathapi manaso manipungavana. So first is a parvada sena avichinta tatte govinda madhikulitam tamapulaya. Panthasthu koti satavarsa. Not only 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 40,000 years. Koti satavarsa. Koti, you know, 100 times less makes koti. And again, multiply it by 100. Koti satavarsa. And the speed, what is the speed of that aeroplane? Panthasu koti satavarsa sampradamma vayurathapi. Aeroplane, vayurmanasa. And with the speed of mind, airplane running with the speed of mind. You know what is the speed of mind? You are sitting here, and within a second, your mind can go some 10,000 miles away. Within a second. So, even with that speed, and running on for 40 satavasra, you cannot go to the spiritual plan. This is the thing. So, first is after the prabhadasena avichintata. In that way you cannot go. But you can go if you prepare yourself. Madhyajina pijantima. Madhyajina. Those who are devotees of the Lord. Madhyajina. That is the principle of Bhagavad Gita. Manvana bhava madhvatta madhyajina. Madhyajina, you worship me. So madhyajina pijantima. You can go to the Krishna planet. Goloka nāmi nijathāmi karishtas. The Krishna nāmi is described in the Śāstra, Brahma-saṅgita. Cintāmani sakara sadana sukalpa vrikkalakhā vrite susura bhīra vipālentam lakṣmī sahasra sata samrama sirpamānam govindam ādhisultam tavam bhajam. There is the Goloka Vrindavan planet. The Guru Govindam planet is the topmost planet. This material world, then you will get spiritual world. The spiritual world, as you have got in this material world, this is only one universe. There are millions of universes, even within this material world. Just say, Nishasita Kalama Kavalamba, Jivanti Loma Viloja Jagadanda Natha. Just say, Nishasita Kalama Kavalamba. People claim, some rascal claim, I am God. Here is the description of God. Just say the nishasita kalama of abalamba, jivanti loma vilaja, jagadandanatha. Jagadandanatha means Brahma. He has understood Brahma's duration of life. Sahasra yugapadjantam arahajyat Brahma no vidu. The Brahma's one day, 12 hours, you cannot calculate. Sahasra Yuga. Yuga means about 53 lakhs of years and multiplied by 1,000. And then it comes to be 12 hours of Brahma's eye. Such Brahma lives only in the sake of Nishasuta Kalama Phala. Mahavishnu is excelling and inherent. When he is inhaling, so many Brahmas are going with him. And when he is exhaling, so many Brahmas are coming. When so many Brahmas are coming. This is the position. The Saitvani Sasita Kalama Thavalamba Jivanti Loma Viloja Jagadanda Natha Vishnu Mahan Jayar Kala Vishesa Govindamadi Kuru Samtava. That Mahavishnu is partial representation of Govind. Govindamadipurusam tamahandava. So, this is called knowledge. One has to know what is God, what is nature of God. So, one has the first qualification is amanittam. Don't be puffed up with your false knowledge. Having this little degree from university, you are thinking that you have become so learned you don't care for God. This is nonsense. Therefore, first qualification to make progress in knowledge is amanittam. Amanittam. Don't be proud falsely. Our present education is simply teaching people how to become falsely proud. Just like here Bhagavad Gita is going on. They are falsely proud. What you have to learn here? We know everything. We know everything. You are a MPH. That's all. You have finished all education. Therefore, the first thing is amanittam, pridelessness.
So, if one does not approach or is not able to approach the transcendental service of the Lord, then the other 19 items are of no particular value. But if one takes the devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, the other 19 items automatically develop within him.
Yes. This is the central point. The Shastri Bhakti Bhagavati Akinjana Sarvai Gunaitattva Samasate Sura. All the qualities of the demigod, Sura, Sura no Sura. Sura means demigods or gods, and Asura means demons. So, if one becomes devotee of Krishna, this Shasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana, Akinchana, pridelessness. Akinchana, Krishna's another name is Akinchana Gochara. He can be understood by Akinchana, one who thinks himself as very humble meek. That is also said in the Bible, that one has to become meek and humble, then he can understand. And that is also Krishna demanding. The first surrender, become humble and meek. This is the verdict of all Devi Sāra. Jnani priyāsam mudupāsam namanta eva. Sarva-paritāna bhavadīya-vārtāna. This is the statement of Brahma. That one should give up the nonsense process of mental speculation. God may be like this, God may be like that. No. God is not manufactured by your mental speculation. God is God, always. Krishna. Krishna is God from the child. When he was 3 months old, he demonstrated his godly power. He immediately came. Saprakashu, he immediately came, Kutona. So he did not become God by meditation, manufactured in some mystic factory. God is God. God is always God. Even when he is child, when he is young man, when he is a boy, Krishna, when he was a boy of 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan hill. That is God. Not that here is a man, by mystic power he has become God. No, that God is different God. Real God is always God. That real God can be realized by person who is humble and meek. Amanittam, adambittam. What?
This
is the Vedic assertion. If you simply understand one, that Krishna, then you understand everything. Just like in Bhagavad Gita. If you try to understand Krishna, you get all the knowledge. Material, spiritual, everything. Practical. Just means vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavati.
The principle of accepting a spiritual master as mentioned in the seventh verse, is essential.
Yes. The knowledge has to be acquired. Acharya-upasana. Here it is said. You have to worship Acharya. Acharya-man purusa-veda. One who has accepted. Nathamdas Thakur has also said, Ashraya-laiya-bhaje-krishna-tare-nahi-taje. Arsa-more-akara. Ashraya, you have to take shelter. Even parampara-prapam. Pratam Imam Raja Sahib. And Arjuna also said, Shishasteham Sadhiman Prapanyam. Shishas Acharya, Acharya Upasana. Krishna and Arjuna, two friends, there was no need of accepting Krishna as Arjuna's spiritual master. Still, he is accepting officially. Shishasteham. Sadhiman Prapannam, I am accepting you as my spiritual master. Please teach me. So this is essential. Acharya Upasana. Tad vijnanatham sa guru meva avivacche. This is basic instruction. If you are at all interested in the understanding of spiritual subject matter, then you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Tad-vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet means must. It is not that if you like, then go. If you do not like, you do not. No, you must. Abhigacchet. Samitpani sujyam brahman. Tasmad gurum prabaddita jigyasu sreya uttama. It is not a fashion to accept one guru. If you are actually interested, sreya uttama, the highest perfection of life, Tasmad gurum prabaddita, then you have to accept the guru. This is called Acharya Upasana. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he accepted Sandipuni Muni, his teacher, master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also incarnation of Krishna, but he accepted Isharpuri as his guru. They do not require guru, but just to keep pace with the official program. Even God, personally, he accepted spiritual master. So, this is essential. Acharya Upasana. To become humble, to me, ahimsa, non-violence, kranti, tolerance. In this way, you have to make progress. The other 99 items will be described.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 8 through 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 3rd, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Krishna, the Supreme Authority, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is speaking the process of acquiring knowledge. Jnanam. So, the first beginning of knowledge is humility. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught Tinadupi sunichena tarorupi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahi. Anyone, this humbleness and humility is taught everywhere. Without being gentle, humble, how one can be a man of knowledge? But at the present moment, the humility is forgotten. Everyone is proud, unnecessary. Although he is nothing, he is proud. So much so that sometimes a rascal says that I am God. This is the modern thing. He is so puffed up, so proud, that one claims to become God. What to speak of other things?
No. The first thing is that one must be very humble. This is the process of Vedic civilization. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahman. One has to become Brahmana. Brahmana means Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. He must be learned and humble. That is Brahman. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahmane Gavihabhu. That is the first class life. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahman. Why Brahmana is honored in the society? Because Brahmana means Vidya Vinaya Sampanna very humble. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. Vidya means Vidya Dadati Namrata. Vidyan means he must be very gentle, namra. That is Vidya. Education does not mean unnecessarily to become proud. Just like we hear that even a great scientist, Sir Isaac Newton, he used to say that what knowledge I have got, I have simply collected in 2 grains sand from the big beach. Yes, that is humble. So Krishna says that in the process of acquiring knowledge, one must be very humble and meek. This is the first qualification. This is satogo. But those who are situated in the rajogun and tamogun, they cannot become humble. That is not possible. Passion and ignorance. So one has to, knowledge means one has to come to the platform of goodness, satogun, the brahminical qualification. Sama dama titikha arjavam, jnanam vijnanam asrittam brahma karma svabhavam. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita, the qualification. These are the qualification of brahmana. These are the qualification of kshatriya. These are the qualification of vaishyas. These are the qualification of shudras. Shudras, one qualification. What is that? Parichajyatmakam shudratanma sabhavajam. A shudra means he will be satisfied if he gets one good master, that's all. No other qualification. So at the present moment, a person may be a great technologist, highly educated, but if he does not get a good master, good employer, he is nothing. He has no value. But he has no independence. He has to accept some service. But a brahmana will never accept anyone's service. No. It is stated that in the shastras that if there is bad time for a brahmana, he may accept the profession of a kshatriya or even up to vaishya, but never the profession of a shudra, which is dog's business. These are the statements in this asana. So, this platform of knowledge, Vidya Vinaya Sampanna, Brahman. One has to become Brahman. Then one becomes humble, meek, and other qualification follows. The material conception of life makes us very eager to receive honor from others. That is material education. Rajastama. Rajastama. What are the symptoms of different modes of material nature? Satogun, rajogun, tamogun. Satogun, goodness. One is satisfied. And eager to advance in spiritual knowledge. That is satogun. Brahmana is called. Satta sama dama, titikha. Titikha, one has to learn titikha. Just like here, the Indian foreigners, how much tribulation they have to suffer on account of this temple. These foreigners, they have come here to become devotee, and the authorities are prepared to demolish their temple. So one has to tolerate. What can be done? Even Prahlad Maharaj, he was the son of Hiranyakashipu. The relationship was father and son. But because the son was a devotee, the father was prepared to kill. This is the system all over the world. Jesus Christ, because he was preaching God consciousness, he was crucified. Although Jesus Christ preached, thou shalt not kill, unfortunately he was preaching in such a society that he was killed. So these things are there always. The demons, they are always after the devotees. How to harass him? How to give him trouble? Therefore, one has to learn humility. Otherwise, one cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Tinadupi sunichena, tarorupi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to make progress in the matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord, then you have to learn also toleration. So many people will criticize. So many people will be prepared to unnecessarily put hindrances in your path. So one has to learn. If one is serious to make progress in knowledge, actual knowledge is to understand God. That is actual knowledge. Therefore, it is called Vedanta. Vedanta. Veda means knowledge. And Anto means the ultimate. The ultimate knowledge is to know Krishna. Veda is to sarvai ahameva vedyam. Everyone, there is a class of men, they say that we only believe in the Vedas. What do you believe? Do you know Krishna? No, sir. Oh, you know, you accept Krishna as a big man, that's all, not as God. That means he does not understand what is Krishna. So what is the use of Vedanta? There are so-called Vedantis. They avoid Krishna. They write comments on Bhagavad Gita. Avoid Krishna. This is going on. Actual knowledge means to come to the point of knowledge. One has to acquire these qualifications. But if one at once takes to Krishna consciousness, as it is stated, Mans of Vyabhichara. What is that? Mai cha ananya yogena bhakti of Vyabhicharini. Bhakti of Vyabhicharini. Vyabhicharini means mixed with other things. There are karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti. So, everything must be with bhakti, otherwise there is no success. Even if you are a karmi, you must add bhakti, then you will be successful. Jat parosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, kurusya sab madarpanam. This is bhakti yoga, or karma yoga. You may be a businessman, you may be engineer, you may be whatever you may, it doesn't matter. But Bhakti must be added there. Then you are successful. If you are devoid of bhakti, then it is useless, waste of time. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Shastra says, Atapungi Vijasrestha, this was spoken by Sruta Goswami in the assembly of great Brahmins and saintly persons who were meeting big congress for 1,000 years. Now we hold meeting for 8 days or at most 15 days, not more than that. But formerly they used to hold meeting, spiritual meeting, for 1,000 years. Naimisharanya, that Naimisharanya is still existing near Lucknow. Most of you may know. So there was a meeting to be continued for 1,000 years. And in that meeting, Sruta Goswami was presiding. And he said, he addressed all the Brahmins, and because spiritual meeting was generally attended by highly educated Brahmins and sensitive persons. Some of the Kshatriyas also. The Vaishyas and Shudras, they are not interested. So, therefore, Sruta Goswami specially addressed the learned Brahmins. Atapungi Vijasrestha. Oh, the best of the Brahmins who are present here. Atapungi Vijasrestha Varnasama Vibhavas. The society was in those days, Varnan Ashrama. Varna means the four divisions of the society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Chatur Varnamaya system, Guna Karma, Vibhava. Similarly, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. This is Vedic culture. Varnasama Vibhava. So, Sruta Goswami said that everyone has got his particular duty, varnanasrama. Atapungvi vijasrestha varnasrama vibhavasa sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has got duty, but samsiddhi haritosana. Nobody is concerned whether I am doing something, I am engaged in certain occupation, whether I am getting perfection. Because human life is made for attaining perfection. And what is that perfection? That also you do not know. The perfection is to get out of this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. That is perfect. Nobody is serious. They are dying like cats and dogs. Never mind. Nobody thinks that my perfection of life, the cats and dogs are dying, but I will also die. Then why shall I die like cats and dogs? I must know why death is there. I do not want death. Why death is? That is humanity. Who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. And actually, in modern science, they are trying to combat all the material obstacles. But here is the main obstacle, that nobody wants to die, but there is death. So where is the scientific solution of death? Who can say, where is the scientist who can say, no more there will be death. No more there will be disease. No more there will be old age. Janma Mrityu Janabhaji, that is stated here. This is knowledge. Janma Mrityu Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dosha Anudarshana. One should, there everyone is trying his best to mitigate distressed condition of life. Atyantik Dukkha Nirvritti. Everyone is trying. I am in miserable condition. If I get so much money, my miserable condition will be mitigated. So, everyone is after money. But that mitigation is temporary. Suppose if you get some money, you get a nice apartment, a nice bank balance. Does it mean that you have ended your main problems of life? Janma mitya, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mitya jarabhyadi dukkho dosanu darsana. So they have become so foolish, so degraded, that they do not know what is the meaning of life, what is the problem of life, how to make solution of the problem. Nobody is interested. Simply cats and dogs, that's all. As a cat and dog is working very hard, simply for eating, sleeping and mating. That's all. The human life is not meant for that purpose. This is the defect of modern civilization. Nāyam deho deho bhājāṁ nilokhi, kaskān kāmān arhati bhīrbhujāṁ ji, bhīrbhujāṁ. The hog who eats too, he is also striving for the same thing. What is that? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, that's all. But is that human life is also simply meant for this purpose? No. Human life is meant for tapodidvam, jena suddheta satya. You have to purify your existence. What in my existence is now impure. In the Bhagavad Gita we learn, na jayate na amyate. The living entity, the soul, never takes birth, never dies, but I am subject to birth and death. So this problem doesn't come. They are simply making adjustment, a temporary problem. That is not human civilization. Vedic civilization means to solve the major problems of life. That is Vedic civilization. They don't care for these troubles. Formerly people were very happy, so far material conditions were concerned. They had no complaint. Everyone is happy, everyone is getting ample food. And why they shall not get? The birds, beasts, they are getting their ample food, even after that. There is no complaint amongst the birds and beasts, unless one is in the human society. Otherwise, in the jungle, there are major portion of the animals and birds, they have no complaint. They do not come in the city that we have this complaint. They are happy. They are getting ample food, life is very happy. They have got their eating, they have got their sleeping, they have got their mates for sex, life, and they know how to defend. Everything is there, there is no problem. So only in the human society they have created problems because they have no knowledge. The so-called knowledge is useless. Unless you cannot solve the problem, what is the meaning of this knowledge? Therefore Krishna says, knowledge means one must know, this is my real, acute, a miserable condition of life. Janma mitya jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darsana. This is knowledge. So, to begin with knowledge, Krishna recommends kamanittam, humility. Because the real disease of material life is that he is not humble, he is always proud. Little possession. Sarpo jalamatrena safari parparat. Just like the big fish in the ocean. They are deep within the world. And if you find out a small lake, a little water, you'll find a small fish, a pervert, pervert can be. So, there is no depth of knowledge. Simply, they're perplexed. Therefore, this education should be given, how to become humble. Shishyas deham sadhimam prapannam. Tad viddhi panipatena pariprasnena sivaya. Pariprasnena sivaya. One has to learn by service, by pranipat, Panipat means surrender. There is no surrender. Nobody is prepared to surrender. Why should I surrender? I know everything. Unnecessarily. Therefore Krishna says, the material disease is rajastamo bhava. Tada rajastamo bhava kamaloha dayastrita. Rajastamo bhava means rajagun, calm and low, ignorance. Then everyone is thinking, if I become greedy, I shall get more. That is not possible. You cannot get a farthing more than you, what you are destined. But it is ignorance. He is thinking, I simply struggling hard, I will get more. The Shastra says, no, don't do it. So far your material condition is concerned, it is already destined with your body. You have got a certain type of body, and according to that body, you will get certain amount of pleasure and pains. That is already destined. This is called adrishta, or daiva. Your main business is, if you want to make success your life, then save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is proper utilization of life. That does not depend on destiny. That you can do. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is the only challenge to this devilish life of the human society. So I request everyone to study this philosophy very carefully and take advantage of it. Thank you very much.